Chapter 8 Vision of the Fruit Basket. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of ripe fruit. "What do you see, Amos?" he asked. I answered, "A basket of ripe fruit." Then the Lord said to me, "The time is ripe to have done with my people Israel. I will forgive them no longer. The temple songs shall become wailings on that day," says the Lord God. "Many shall be the corpses strewn everywhere." Silence. Against greed. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. "When will the new moon be over," you ask, "that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly man for silver, and the poor man for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. Shall not the land tremble because of this, and all who dwell in it mourn, while it rises up and tosses like the Nile, and settles back like the river of Egypt? On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun set at midday, and cover the earth with darkness in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentations. I will cover the loins of all with sackcloth, and make every head bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son, and bring their day to a bitter end. Yes, days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the land. Not a famine of bread, or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Then shall they wander from sea to sea, and rove from the north to the east, in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. On that day, fair virgins and young men shall faint from thirst. Those who swear by the shameful idol of Samaria, by the life of your God, O Dan, by the life of your love, O Beersheba, those shall fall, never to rise again.